You're with the Breakfast Show. Now, Fan Friday is normally with Jay the Red and Mickey the Blue. No Mickey this week, but we do have Maddie the Blue in his place. Morning, Jay. Morning, Maddie.
Good morning.
Oh, there he is. Jay's there as well. We've just been talking before, by the way, about we're talking about Wales, Gareth Bale and the success there. 3 points away from qualification for Euro 2016. Matthew and I were saying, essentially, Wales haven't done anything for years and years and years, certainly in my lifetime. Finally look like they're about to do something. But Jay and Maddie, who are your favourite Welsh players of all time? And I'm going to say now, if you say Ian Rush and Neville Southall, we'll move on very quickly. Go on, Jay. Favourite Welsh player?
Oh, I've got to say the Welsh Yavi, haven't I? Joe Allen. I was actually going to say Neville Southall because I used to love seeing him on his backside in most derby games. But of course, it's got to be Ian Rush. You know, he was fantastic as a Liverpool player and he scored a lot of goals for Wales as well. But I think at this moment in time, Gareth Bale's run them close, isn't he?
Oh, I mean, he's unbelievable, isn't he, in terms of what he's doing. I'm not saying they're a one-man team, but he has grabbed the side almost by the scruff of the neck. I mean, Neville Southall's the easy pick, isn't it, Maddie, when you're looking at Welsh players?
Of course it is. I mean, I was about 11 years of age before I realised I couldn't be a goalkeeper in the men's side. So, you know, Nev was always my idol. But after that, Gary Speed.
Oh, yeah.
Just, you know, grew up absolutely thinking he was wonderful. And my younger brother never used to have anybody's name on the back of their shirt, but he had Speed.
Yeah, and actually, Gary Speed has been part of this narrative, hasn't he, about the rebirth, if you like, of the Welsh national side. For me, started by Mark Hughes, taken on by Gary Speed, and then now with Chris Coleman, it looks as if he's getting the very best out of those players. And let's face it, they have got good players to pick from there. I mean, you're picking Aaron Ramsey in your side and Gareth Bale in your side. You've got something to pick from there. There's not nobody in that squad. But anyway, we'll come back to that, hopefully, when they qualify on Sunday night. Let's just touch on Liverpool and Everton. Jay, who for you was the one that got away from the transfer window? Obviously, it's closed now. Squads have been decided. Who was the one that got away for you?
Had to be Lionel Messi.
Oh, you nicked my answer, Jay.
Oh, yeah, because Ian Eyre was in Barcelona, wasn't he, trying to negotiate that one?
He was, yeah. No, in all honesty, I mean, Liverpool got most of the targets in the summer, and people will complain that we never got a defensive midfielder or we never got a left-back, but we pretty much got everyone that we went after, really. And, you know, obviously there's uproar now because we got beat by West Ham and people are saying we're a little bit short and, you know, certain departments, certain areas. But, you know, as I say, it's just one of them games. Let's hope that it's a blip against West Ham and, you know, we can move forward now into the Man United game.
Yeah, Matty, who for you were the ones that send it out? People were talking about Charlie Austin right until the deadline, and then he went very quiet and he didn't even do a deal in the end. Who were you looking at there in terms of those names? Yarmolenko would be a shout, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Yarmolenko was who I was going to say, but everything depended on us selling Stones or keeping Stones. You know, we didn't know what was going on. So it was a quiet window. Glad we got rid of Alcaraz, but I'm also glad that, you know, the signings that we've got, there aren't many of them, but they seem to complement the team that we've currently got, which is important.
Were you part of the good Everton are spending £9.5 million on a defender brigade, or were you part of the Everton spent £9.5 million on a defender brigade?
Latter, definitely the latter. And it just shows the TV money's coming through. And, you know, I had to get my head around that quite quickly because it was initially, where have we got the money for Lennon and Murray? You know, where's this come from? But, yeah, it's obviously the TV funds, isn't it? We need to not ask any more questions.
Well, it's that thing, isn't it? If Everton spend £15 million and people start asking questions. Brendan Rodgers has spent £289 million in his time at Liverpool Football Club so far.
And hasn't he done brilliantly with all of that money?
Well, some of it's been recouped. We'll mention that one. Jay, I've asked you as a challenge during the international break to assess Brendan Rodgers out of 10. For what he's achieved with the football club so far. If you were rating it 0 to 10, what would you give him so far?
I'd have to give him a round about a 6, I'd say, because, I mean, obviously this is his fourth season now, so he's had 3 full seasons and we haven't won a trophy. Yeah, you know, we came very close to win the league title, but ultimately we didn't do it. And, you know, we got back into the Champions League, and you've got to consider the fact that, you know, in European terms, Liverpool have been very poor under Rodgers. Even the 2 Europa League campaigns have been poor as well. So this is a massive season for him now. He's been given a fourth chance at it. And he spent a lot of money. Yeah, we've recouped quite a lot because we've sold some star players like Suarez and obviously Sterling went this summer as well. But, you know, this is his team now. There's no two ways about it. And, you know, it's vitally important this season to get back into the Champions League. But I also think he needs to win a trophy. So I'd probably mark him just a six.
A six. That's despite nearly winning the Premier League. Did he make a rod for his own back there? He couldn't then match what he'd achieved. And I'll, when I touch on this with Maddie and Roberto, the same, that you had a season of success where anything was possible. And then actually everything you gained from that season with Luis Suarez and Daniel Sturridge, you lost the following season because Suarez went, Sturridge got injured, Champions League was an absolute disaster, Europa League, nothing happened there too.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. You know, all the good work that was done in that one season was basically undone last season. And obviously this season now, we started off okay, but it's fresh in people's minds, the West Ham defeat, isn't it, Nick?
Well, absolutely it is, absolutely it is. Maddie, now Roberto, he hit the heights, didn't he? He looked like he really got the Blues absolutely firing. They were going for the top four. And then last season was an absolute write-off, wasn't it? Again, competitions-wise, Everton had done absolutely nothing. Europe looked like it might have been on for a brief time last year before that fell flat as well. How do you rate Roberto so far?
I think it's got to be a six again. I'm certainly not part of the, you know, Roberto out campaign. I think, you know, you've got to get behind the manager and the chairman. You've just got to deal with it. But there's not much clarity. I don't know what his preferred formation is, for a start. And I think that he's got a very negative style of management. So until I can get my head around those, so I can't rate him higher than a six. He's obviously got the buy-in from the team. They really seem to respect what he does. But I don't know, it's just only a six. I think we can finish higher than we did last season. I think we've definitely got the potential to do it. I think we were too tired from the European escapades and we're not a team that's used to it.
Yeah,
I know we had this conversation a while ago about this, but it does take it out of the squad. You know, the Thursday and the Sunday, it's a bad timetable.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny that, and you talk about, you know, the defensive attributes there, the defensive mindedness, without being particularly great at defending, I don't think. But a bit, and
he
I noticed.
Never a defender, was he? Well, you can see the difference between him and Moyes. Moyes, you know, he built things quite defensively, but we didn't have a really good front line. Whereas Roberto has come in doing completely the opposite, and he just needs to marry the two.
Yeah, I mean, so in that regard, do you think it's just in terms of both managers there, Maddie? Now this season is the one where they've got to kind of say, you know what, this is what our Liverpool or Everton side is actually going to be about. This is what my management style, this is the direction that I'm taking them in. Because, of course, for Roberto, you know, he's not new to the job really anymore, is he?
He's not. And I think he's just been playing it safe. He needs to be bolder and stamp his authority a little bit more. Brendan Rodgers is a different thing because, you know, my opinion on Rodgers, I reckon he's been reading a manual called How to Be a Manager and he keeps coming out with the quotes every week and that's about the extent of his management goes. But at least with Martinez, we've actually got the potential to have a very, very good manager in place.
Yeah, guys, we're out of time. Jay, I know you're a big England fan as well. Have you you camped out now for the San Marino and Switzerland games? Well, oh, Jay, your Twitter feed is going to be great over the next few days.
I prefer Wales.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. Maddie, genuinely, are you going to watch the England game?
I'm not an England fan, I have to admit.
Yeah, it might be on, though, in the background.
Probably not, no. Probably not.
You'll see how John Stones gets on, you know. His value could go
I'll
through
the
roof.
I'll read the match report after this. That's going to be absolutely fine with me, but no, it's the most boring football team that I've ever seen play.
Great stuff. We're all Wales supporters now. Who knew they had a national team? Oh. Right, guys, we're out of time. Thank you for your time today. Really appreciate it. That's it. Jada Red, Maddie the Blue on City Talk 105.9, talking Liverpool and Everton.